Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back to another motherfucking episode of Kill the Mockingbirds with your hosts, Sean Chris, riding shotgun with the flamethrower jumping out the side in the back seat. Now, man, he's everywhere. What's going on, man?
Brat! 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 Brat!
I can't make a sound of a flamethrower, so I'm just going off, baby. There you go. You got it better than I did, bro. You know what it does. That's what we're doing. We're here to cook them to death, baby. Kill the Mockingbirds. We're in the house, and we got a killer show for you today.
No pun intended. It just works out that way sometimes. So I'm sure, we have an episode similar, kind of like this, but not on this. We just did like the Yeezy, and then just so happens another big thing happened with the Takeoff from Migos, man. You know, that was in the news. That's the hot takes. I've seen a lot of the, you know, usual suspects really put some good shit down. You know, I thought Larry Johnson got some shit, Weisop. I listened to a little bit of everything, a couple other ones like Seek the Scripture, stuff like that. Like, they have a couple other ones. They have real good plays, but yeah, man. Takeoff died 11/1/2022, and let's just get into it, man. There's not a lot to just. There's just so much to unpack. We should just jump right in.
Let's take off.
So here's a little response. I'm gonna show this first. This is Takeoff, literally a week before. He unfortunately passed away. It was a week before, and he was on Noriega's Drink Champs, and this is what he was saying.
Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm chill, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Laid back, but mm-hmm. It's time to pop it, you know what I mean? I mean, time to give me my flowers, you know what I mean? Right. I don't want them later on when I ain't here.
God damn it, you know what
I want them right
God
now,
damn.
So.
God damn it, yeah.
So, like, how ironic, you know? Asking for his flowers a week before his ultimate demise. And you know, like, there's a lot we could say about that. It was technically All Saints Day, or you know, Halloween was like the right before the witching hour, pretty much, because supposedly when he was shot was somewhere around 2:30 ish. Like, nobody's saying for sure. Like, there's not an actual definitive time. I think even right now it's kind of crazy. Right away, I heard the story that, you know, there was a text. Someone screenshotted a text where they were talking about Quavo. I guess the whole story about that is he got into it after a dice game with somebody that, like, was breaking his pockets. He was doing bad, meaning, like, he was in the hole. And then they were arguing about, like, seemed like petty, stupid shit from what I heard from the video. And then allegedly someone swings at Quavo. One of their entourage from the Migos pulls out, busts a couple times, shoots. Then someone from the other side starts shooting. And then one of them took out Takeoff and right through the throat and through the torso. And I think like two other people got hit. And right away, we all were fuming, right? Right, Joel? Me and you, we got that shit ignited right away. So what are your thoughts on that? Was just basically the premise. I was just giving the premise of what happened with him. But what's your take on it? Like, where are we going with this?
I mean, I got a lot of angles to go with it. I want to say something about that video, though, if anybody's watched it, because we just played the clip. But it was funny. Quavo was acting a little odd in that video. When they flashed to him, he was overacting. He was like, yeah, bro, yeah, your flowers, bro, your accolades. Like, just the way he was doing it, man, just didn't seem very genuine to me. So that was kind of weird, too. And we all know, like, when it comes to Migos. Quavo is probably at the top as far as what people know, but then you got Offset. People kind of know those two. It really Takeoff is the guy that has been always in the shadows. He's, you know, probably the best rapper out of the three, in my opinion. Just pure flows and lyrics. I think he's probably the best out of the three. Now, Quavo's obviously got the catchy hooks. He's got the stuff that's real catchy. It's going to be in the club. He's done all the, like, the big features. You know what I mean? Like Post Malone, Drake, you know, Travis Scott, like all those he's involved with. You know, Offset to a point, you know, to a point as well. He's very similar in that realm as far as popularity goes. And that's kind of what Takeoff was saying in that video. You know, my flowers. He wants his accolades. He wants his time now. I feel like he was letting people know, or maybe the industry and maybe the powers that be behind the industry, like, hey, yo, it's my time. I done sat back here and watched the rest of these dudes. And I'm going to go a little esoteric with it, too. Like all of the, you know, things they've been involved with behind the scenes, you know, when it comes to the occult, you know, he may even be looking at him, look, I've done my part. And he may have done some other things that we don't know about. You know what I mean? He may be the grimy one out of the three, really. So he may just be like, look, it's my time. It's my flowers. And then you got Quavo over there like, oh, man, like he's already been popping up behind the scenes. Quavo may have been already privy to what was about to happen. So that's why he's overdoing like, yeah, bro. Yeah, you know, bro. Like the way he was acting was just so overacting. It really wasn't even real when I watched him do it. And that really keyed me off, too. And this is obviously in retrospect, man. You're looking at something after you know when something's happened. But it just seemed odd to me. I do think that there is a, you know, Luciferian, satanic aspect to this. I know where you want to go with it. And I do agree with you that, too, though. I think, and I'm going to let you expound on your thoughts about it. But to me, at the I'm not going to say the base level, because the base level is more where you're going to go, but I would say more of a behind the scenes interworkings part of it. I think that there is a satanic Luciferian element to it, just because you know what these guys have been involved with. I mean, like, you know, Quavo's on the front cover of albums, giving up the, you know, as above, so below. Like these guys, you look at any of their videos, highly satanic, highly Luciferian. I mean, these guys have been doing stuff with Drake forever. We know how Drake rolls. Like none of this is a mystery to anybody that's in the know. Like, you know, people want to say it's art, whatever. It's not art. They're not all doing it as art. Like they're not all covering up one eye, but they all did. The Migos were really integral in Atlanta, in the Atlanta scene when like mumble rap was coming up. They were kind of like the forefathers of it, right? Like they came around like when Future was around. They kind of built that base in Atlanta. And I was, you know, I'm from that area. So I know like when Migos came out, Versace, 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 you know, when that song hit, man, that was it. It was over with then, because they literally catapulted to the forefront. They had Drake on the track. They got the Drake cosign. This is when Drake was literally at the peak. You know, he was the number one rapper in the world at the time. They got cosigned and they went off, like all of them. And then they each dropped like solo projects that did really well too. So they, not only that, but if you track them back to what they've done in the industry before, even when they were younger, they've been in the industry for a long time. People thought these guys were just like coming up out of nowhere. Well, like Offset was like the backup dancer for Whitney Houston. So like these guys were doing shit when they were young. Like they've been in the industry. Like people don't see, this is back to that part where, you know, not every artist is made, but I will say a lot of these artists that are like super mega stars, and even in the acting world, they've been cultivated since they were kids to be this. They've been like trained into this world. So it's made very easy for them. Now, their backstory.
And break down that a little bit more. I think that's where people get confused, because I'm with you on this, because I think people think like it's like that they're born into this, and then like not saying that they aren't, but I'm saying like that if they're given this plan, like, hey, when you're 17, you're gonna do this.
Right.
That's not exactly what it is. It's not like there's this full script, but they're molding them into being what they want, and they're giving on certain knowledge
Mickey
that
Mouse
get
Club.
Them into the direction they want. Yeah, exactly.
You look at the Mickey Mouse
Club.
That's
what I mean.
Justin
like, because people, I think, get it too.
They get too much with it. And listen, don't get me wrong, you know, when you get on like the scripted like mind frame, some of that's true. And I do agree that like some of these like kids are like literally showed what to do. They come from these elite bloodlines and they're literally shown, okay, this is what your lot is going to be in life. You're going to be famous. We're going to make you famous and we're going to push you there.
No, but I'm saying like, hey, on November 5th, you're going to have to do this. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not all like that.
It's once you build them up and you get all those things that you can take away from them, that now that they have you, that they're like, okay, gotcha, now you got to do this.
Yeah.
Or that's where I think that people are in a position of that they're going to lose everything or they're going to die or whatever that may be. They don't really realize that. I'm not saying that nobody does, but I think that a lot of it is, like you said, they just mold them into be these stars and they don't really know where they're going with it. They just know that they're going to be famous and that's all they know about and that's all they want.
And that's the best part when you talk about the Migos. If these guys are that deep in the game that early, right? So then you got to start questioning, like, you know, what are they rapping about? Are they really rapping about things that are actually like they've seen and they've been a part of? Like, there's that part of it too. That's that disconnect with that, like, real and fake stuff, right? So you've got, now this is what they do with those guys too. They implement them in situations to where that they have to perform, at least, like, I'm not saying perform on a stage, but like perform in the real world, these type of things. So yeah, they are hanging around a lot of gang members, they are banging, they are doing some of these things. So some of that stuff, at least on the baseline level, is true, but they were like cultivated into it. They weren't just like some kid that didn't have money that was like growing up on the streets. No, it wasn't like that. They were bred into what they wanted them to be because they knew that, man, we can create this group that's going to be, dude, you know, they get compared to the Beatles, which is absolutely shocking to me, but they get compared to some of the greatest groups of all time. And it's like, when I look at it, I can't argue it from the standpoint of how much they've sold, what kind of impact they made on the world in that scene, and the longevity that they had is insane, bro. I remember when they came out
and the worldwide, like when you know, when people know you from other countries, that's when, like, I know, you know, they're huge.
And what's so crazy to me, I remember when they first came out, bro, I was like, they're gonna last a year. I literally told myself that. I told people around me, I was like, man, they just don't have the gas. Like, they got a unique sound for right now, but they're in that future realm. But even Future's longevity was way longer than I thought. Like, those guys, like, went way longer than I thought because they were able to constantly do things with like other artists. And I think that's what they're really good at. Their features are always really good, whether it's a hook, whether it's just, you know, a tight little verse here, whatever. They're really good at that.
And that's their best song usually. Usually the one that has the best hook or the best beat, has the most potential for radio play, is their feature, that where they get a feature on it. So it doubles up. You know what I mean? They were able to like be like, this is already going to be a hit, but we're just going to certify it right away by getting a huge name on it.
No, for sure, man. And you know, just back to like what I think about, you know, takeoff and what I think happened. I do think there's a huge interworking of the occult there, because it's just, there's too many signs, too many signals. Back to them starting out as kids, that's very occultic. You know, it's like you said, they're just breeding them into the system. And the deeper they get into the system, like you said, they got way more to lose. You look at like Britney Spears, you look at Justin Timberlake, some of these people that came out of the Mickey Mouse Club that were kind of born and bred into it. By the time they get to a certain point, they're 20, 21, they're super, you know, millionaires, multi-millionaires, they got a lot to lose at that point. So then they've got you. Like, at that point, they've
got
you.
And to your point, Aaron Carter,
there's another
past, like, now that we're recording it the day before, you know, like the day before we're recording it yesterday, recording this.
And he was the kid brother.
You are right. Yeah, I know. And you are right. The symbolism is crazy. Like, one thing I didn't hear a lot of people talk about, he died 18 years from when Mac Dre died. 11-1. And nobody ever solved that murder.
That's pretty wild, man. Yeah, that Mac Dre thing was pretty wild too. And, you know, he'd been rapping for years, man. But like, he was so deep into like gang culture and all of that, that it was very easy for them to just chalk it up to like gang violence or whatever.
Yeah, they still haven't even solved the crime. And then you knew that was a little occultic because he was killed at 3:30. 33,
wild,
right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Look at this one. Takeoff's last album, the album that he made, his solo album, The Last Rocket. Where was he killed? In Houston. Was it the basketball team? Houston Rockets. Houston also associated with NASA. You know what I mean? Like, and there's all kinds of occultic things with that. So it's like, there is a lot of things that are kind of mysterious. Also, WAC 100 was caught on Clubhouse. I did see some people post some screenshots of it, but who knows how real they are. But they were saying like Diddy, Drake, they all unfollowed Quavo immediately. And even Jay Prince
unfollowed Quavo.
Yeah, and then Offset did too. That it was like, what?
Yeah, they said they all unfollowed him. And then when it got called out that they unfollowed him right after the murder, that they all refollowed him. So it was really weird. Now, was that coordinated for a purpose? Do they want us to know something by doing that? Like that seems like, you know, it's pretty obvious. People are watching, right? These days, people are always looking for a conspiracy, so especially when it comes to hip hop. So, you know, hip hop, man, is just bred in you know, just deep rooted in conspiracies now. Ever since the Illuminati culture that started in like 2008-ish with like...
Well, really... Pac, honestly, like the when like,
you know,
it was,
yeah,
all these little conspiracies and hip hop and stuff. But Pac was the first real, yeah, and that was, remember, that's when everybody's like, oh man, and that Bone Thugs, they were like, he's alive. They're like, oh yep, man, he said he's alive. And then there was like, you had to like get the pieces together.
Yeah.
And, oh man, I mean, Machiavelli. Remember, everybody, we were kids, that's and right, there wasn't even the internet like that. And we were like, oh man, yeah, he was Machiavelli was a poet that faked his death. That's why, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, everybody knew that, like, man, you didn't know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I
remember.
Oh, you
didn't know
that?
Yeah, and then he kept dropping the albums, and I think that was the first like blueprint of what I'm kind of, my angle is kind of, I do think that there's some kind of like sacrifice, but I think it had to be more nefarious, right? Like, like one time, just like having somebody die, or you know, like, so because you have a blood oath, I get that. I said there's a spiritual warfare, but what's the cash value, right? Like, what's the assets? And then this is a little clip from who I don't like, and this is a guy who, unless I'm talking shit about him, because DJ Academics is a bitch.
Ugh.
I'm sure if he ever hears this, he'll try to bark and blah, blah, blah. Look, bro, I don't care about the whole, say the pull up, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. I think you're a bitch. I think you're a culture vulture. I think that everything he does is horrible for the scene. He tries to lift up the worst of the worst, man. And he doesn't even try to, he's not even a hip hop head, if you ask me. But I thought this was a good little piece he had with French Montana, where he kind of spills the beans of what a lot of these labels have and like what may be going on.
Too much beefing, and we was beefing for real. Like, people was like dying and this and that, and they're just like, it was blocking a lot of money. People didn't want to touch you. You know what I'm saying? You know, your rap friends, somebody gets shot, your rap friends stop picking up, the label stop picking up. Nah, it gets crazy. You know what I'm saying? It gets crazy. But now it's even crazier because
really,
they getting life insurance on artists. At least back then, we didn't have that.
Somebody told me that shit.
First of all,
somebody,
I gotta say,
told
man,
me that shit.
And then he was like, really? Really? Like, shut up,
bro.
Man.
Do you ever?
He's
real
so
quick,
annoying,
before
man,
you go on your tangent here, man. Do you ever remember that when he was doing the live reaction to that Drake album? No. I'm sorry, Travis Scott album, and Drake came out like, you know, did like the Drake, like, yeah, or whatever. And he's like, dude, he fell out of the seat and everything because he just heard Drake do an ad lib. Bro, that guy is just absolutely next level, bro. I mean, he ran Joe Budden off, man. Like, come on. Like, which, good for Joe, man, getting out of that shit, man, with Academic. I did love like that show only because Joe used to just absolutely torch him, bro. Like, just.
Yeah, and it was a good, like, yeah, for a show, entertainment value. But, yeah. I mean, I got my own little thing with Joe. I mean, he's a love or hate kind of guy. But I do respect that he's always him, man. I'll give him that. He's always
his
him.
Music, though, because I'm a huge Joe Budden. Like, I love, like,
and I don't
the
hate Joe
Budden's
music,
albums.
I think he's still good. I just...
He's emotional.
I just... Yeah, no, it's not that. It's just like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's not like something different and unique. But
yeah, see,
I do think
I'm the opposite on that. See, I thought it was unique to me. I love it because the thing was, to me, everybody remembered Joe Budden from Pump It Up, right? So people slept on like his lyrical ability. Everybody said he was just absolutely the greatest lyricist of all time, but I thought he was way like, granted, I think over the years he's become more overrated, but I think initially he was super underrated for like what he could do. So yeah, anyway, that's my Joe Budden shit, man. This just to just let people know, like, Sean and I had a deep debate about top fives and Joe Budden it, lyrical rap ability when we were in Tennessee together. So this is where this is stemming from. So for anybody that wants to know why we're talking about it right now, that's why.
And if Budden wants to talk shit, you know, he'll talk shit on me and he'll be cool with you. So that works. Like, he'll be like, yeah, that guy Joel's cool, but I don't know about the other motherfucker. But I did find it interesting, like, they have these, and I get it because, you know, football players and stuff like that, but you have this life insurance. It's not going to their family. Like, you know what I mean? It's right. Not like, oh, yeah, we're getting life. It's going to the label. It's almost like the same scheme that they did in 2008 with the houses of where they were like, man, it's cool. We got these insurance on these loans. So if these people fold on that loan, we'll get whatever money they gave us, resell the house for similar or more, depending on when the market was. And then we get all the money from the insurance. And that's what they're doing. And they get double because they get the money from the insurance, from the life insurance. Plus, it's a win-win because now that they've passed away, everybody's going to back catalog them. They're going to be in every single – it's the best press you can get. I mean, it's very morbid to think that way, but it is. It's the best ever. Everybody's numbers skyrocket. And if you think that someone is like, hey, man, I could get so much gold out of this, plus you make them like eternal, right? Like when Tupac, whether he's dead or he's not dead, whatever we believe on that situation, with his death that was publicized – made him a legend, made him like a myth, not like something that like stories come around like, hey, man, like when 100 years from then, I'd be like, yeah, there used to be this guy named Tupac and they didn't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could easily be spun into a ghost story where you're like.
Let me ask you this, Sean, let's see what you think about this. So to that Tupac point, what do you think about like some of these rappers faking their deaths over the years anyway? Like even some of these newer rappers, because it's almost like that they set it up for it. I mean, XXX did that. He basically like told you before it happened. And then he had like some very cryptic messages in his music videos where it looked like that he was basically showing you. And then he put out the whole thing like, hey, you know, if I'm gone, it's Drake that did it. You know what I mean? And then of course, Drake had a couple bars and a couple songs that were, you know, pretty sketchy, you know, definitely sounded like he did the, you know, set the hit off or whatever. But it's like, what if it's, right. And my thing is like, what if some of a lot of this stuff, you know, this goes to that like scripted world mentality, but like, you know, I do think that some of that exists too. And I'm wondering somewhat if some of these guys, if it is a game, like it's kind of like, all right, look, this is what you're going to do. Like, we're going to set up this whole thing. You're going to make a ton of money off of this music after you die because these folks are really going to buy. I mean, dude, XXX could drop out anything right now and it would go skyrocket. They could be, hey, we just found 10 new tracks we didn't know existed. You know what I mean? Like, it could. I'm not saying he's not dead. He could be dead. I'm just, I throw it out there. Like, there's that little 10-15% that I think that stuff happens. And I think that, you know, he was such a big artist. I mean, people compare him to Tupac, which is mind blowing to me, but I guess for his generation, I could see why some of those people could say that. So, you know, what do you think about that?
I feel like there's always a possibility of anything, but how is it possible, especially in this day and age with cameras everywhere? Like, it's so very hard to have so many. Like, if it was like one or two, maybe possible, right? But with a lot of these, and I think, again, which is like all the other mass shootings and the 9/11s and the JFKs, I think these are things that have to really happen, not only for the occultic, what's it called? Like, whatever they're trying to do, their little occultic agenda, they have to have it that way. You know what I mean? They can't just be like, oh, we'll fake it. It won't mean anything to their magic. You know what I mean? It has no power or resonance. Plus, I think it makes it real for the people. If you just look at a propaganda angle, if you see a real dead body, regardless if you set that up or it's a psychological operation that you MKUltra somebody and they did it, but you have to make it look real. It has to be real because it's really easy for someone to slip, right? Someone could easily give away something, think that they're going to get some money out of it. It's too many people involved. I think you want to have it at a limited. Is it possible that somebody? Sure. I would give it like credence to like one or two, you know what I mean? But then it would have to be a very, very low number in my opinion, because then they could hide. I could see one or two to like hide around, but to say all of them, and I think it makes it, it dilutes it. They want it to look real. And I think that's why, like Takeoff, this is perfect for them, in my opinion. it looks a little bit that occultic way, and why I can agree on a lot of that, even though I think like what these labels, getting the life insurance has a lot to do with it, but just how everything unfolded, how I'm with you on that Noriega podcast, Quavo did not, he seemed over animated and ungenuine. And when Takeoff was dead, like it seemed like he tried to set up that, you know, when someone's faking it, because if you listen to the video before he got shot, Quavo's like, oh, I'm better at basketball and da-da-da. Like, he's saying stuff that's not relevant. Like, it, like you're trying to start a fight, like, if you're trying to get it going. And then maybe that's when supposedly someone swings at him. And then the homie that is with you, that's supposed to be your bodyguard, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was a hitman. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he didn't miss you. Maybe he didn't miss you, bro. Maybe it was intentional, whether it was for a sacrifice for Quavo or whether maybe they had some shit, or maybe he has insurance on Takeoff. Maybe he maybe he gets all that revenue from, you know, the Migos and the stuff that they've put out. I don't know that. I'm not saying it is. It's a possibility, but that's kind of where I'm going with it.
I think the money's a part of it, because, you know, these guys want to get paid regardless. But I think the occultic angle is like got to be at the forefront of it, only because there, like, how much money is that really, though? These guys are already loaded. Like, I get that, you know, I'm sure the life insurance policies are pretty substantial, but in the scheme of things, these guys are multimillionaires. So, like, how much is that really? Like, I feel like, especially after
They've solidified him. So now you're going to go and get Quavo's new album that he dedicates to Takeoff. He's going to have like the album that they just did together. They just did an album together.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to go, you know what I'm saying? And then it's even cryptic, that video they did together. Wysop pointed out, I didn't really notice until he pointed out, that there's an elevator scene. And in the elevator scene, it's 239, something around there. And that's kind of around the time that he supposedly got killed, which makes it goes to a point for you for the occult angle. That's definitely like looks to be something on that point. And I think that with what happened, it just looked like it was a setup. It just all of it. Jay Prince walking right past him, maybe he knew, maybe he didn't. Like, he's just like, man, I ain't even
bro,
want
he
part of this
right past
like there was
him
so much
and acted like nothing. That was the crazy thing. And then, you know, Quavo's all like crying, quote unquote, or whatever. I think that was just for the cameras, because it was overdoing it again. It's back to that. He's acting. Like, he's been doing a lot of acting lately. And I feel like that he was a huge integral part in taking Takeoff down. Like, I think there was something going on there, whether we see Quavo go to a whole nother level over the next year. It's kind of like, you know, the whole Kid Cudi thing, though, right? So, like, he wore the dress, and then all of a sudden this guy is, like, catapulted to the forefront of everything. And I'm not talking about just music, though. This guy's got an animated show out now that's doing well. He's got a bunch of acting roles now. He's moving to a different category. That was his moment. That was his ritual that he needed to perform to go to this next level. So I'm kind of curious to see what happens with Quavo at this point. You know, what happens with Offset at this point? What happens with these guys at this point now that Takeoff's gone?
Yeah, and I'm with you. I would be interested to see Quavo break through that like elite entertainer level, like a Jay-Z, like, you know, Beyonce, like those people, even Cardi B, like, is pretty much into that level. But what makes me, you know, people go, well, why does it have to be a conspiracy? Why do you have to talk about someone that has passed away? You know, I understand people get upset with that, of course. Like, I would feel a certain way if I was related to him or I knew him. And I'm not saying anything is up with him, because he seemed, out of all of them, the most chill, the most laid back. He actually talked about God a lot. Like, he did have some, so maybe there was some reason that he wasn't. Yeah, and he was the only one. Remember, he was on the Breakfast Club arguing with Charlamagne and telling, like, man, I'm good on all that. Like, so I just felt like he was the one where they're like, hey, man, he's kind of bringing us down. We're going to have to – not saying Quavo thought that. I don't know. But this is why it's suspect. This is why we're speculating. Why they go, yeah, he was shot and killed, shot twice. They know that. The cops came up. There's no suspects. Like, there's no, like, they're not digging through anything. Like, shouldn't it be right away that you're like, yeah, we already know. We kind of have a feeling.
Right.
Use the internet to, like, let's find this guy. We think it's this, da da da. They already knew. And the police said, oh, yeah, it was somebody with them. So it's like, so that's allowed? Is this going to just, like, bypass and nothing's going to That's why we have conspiracies, because nothing's being addressed. There is no addressing.
They're all paid off.
They're just kind of like, yeah, his buddy shot for because there was a fight and he accidentally killed him. So let's just no harm, no foul. You know, he didn't do it on purpose. He said sorry. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, bro. Yeah, it's a joke. Like, any of this stuff's a joke, and people wonder why that people come up with conspiracy theories. You can take it back to JFK, man. Like, they were telling people lies out the gate, and people started questioning. They said, this doesn't add up, man. Like, how he got shot from what angle isn't the angle where you said the shooter's at. You know, especially when it came to people in the military, bro, that were, you know, veterans or whatever. They knew. They were, oh, that's not right. Doesn't sound right. So that's what they're doing now. I mean, you know, it's, you know, to COVID too right now. Like, people are coming out, like a lot of people woke up and they're basically like, hey, you know, we made a mistake. Sorry, guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost ridiculous.
Yeah. Speaking of COVID and people that were like supposedly these figures to spin off, you know, a little bit off to the next topic is Kyrie Irving, man. Like, I don't want to go too much into it, but I thought it was interesting that, like, you know, he was suspended. I thought, just on the surface level, obviously, that's not a reason to suspend somebody, because you're not going after Bezos, which a lot of people made that point. It's on Bezos' site. Other people have shared stuff that's probably just as bad, or whatever people may think, or people that offends people at least, right? There's tons of stuff that people, there's people that have offended me plenty of times, like, where I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you sending me that bullshit? But that's beside the point. But a lot of people have their level of what their line in the sand, like, hey, this is my morals, this bothers me, this. That's not a reason to suspend. That's more of this Kanye, Alex Jones, we're trying to show that we'll cancel you, that we will get anything that you do. This is what the Nets have said. Kyrie must comply to return to the team. Apologize / condemn the movie. Donate $500K to an anti-hate cause.
Yeah.
Sensitivity training. Anti-Semitic training, meet with the ADL Jewish leaders, meet with Joe Tysa, who I'm not sure is, to demonstrate understanding. I'm not, I probably said that guy's name wrong, but that's crazy, man. Like, this is what they want. Now they're pushing the sides more. I think they are trying to make another example of saying, like, hey, man, we're getting your athletes. We got, you know, we got your musicians. We got your lead conspiracy guy. You still sure you want to deal with that misinformation, bud? Ah, gotcha, man. And it's like, fuck you, man. I'm a disinformation like a motherfucker now. You know what I mean?
Now, see, this is the part, though, that you have to be careful with these idols, right? So what's happening right now is you've got Kyrie, you've got Kanye West, Alex Jones to a point. By the way, I'm going to slide this name in here. A lot of people don't know this just happened recently too. David Icke was actually banned from the EU here in the past few days. I don't know if you knew this or not, but he's not allowed to go to some of these countries, man. He's not even allowed in there. Like, we're talking a bunch of these European countries, the EU, Netherlands, all these places he's not allowed to go to. And they said it's because he's a conspiracy theorist. It's literally the reason that they gave that he's not allowed in these countries. Now, what is David Icke never? David Icke's been around forever, bro. Like, we're talking like late 80s, early 90s. Like, this guy's been pumping out for a long time. So nothing he's saying is really any different than he's been saying before about reptilians and New World Order and all that stuff. But all of these figures are popping up, these big figureheads, right? And they're getting chopped down for everyone to see. It's almost like they're sacrificial lambs for the cause. And then I start thinking, you look at like Kyrie, people are so enamored with him right now because he was anti-vax, because he was, you know, putting out this information here about, you know, Black Israelites and all that. And I'm like, look, Kyrie, one of his biggest symbols is the eye in the pyramid. He's got it on his shoe. Like, this is on his shoe. Now, granted, he's lost his shoe deal, apparently, is what I was reading as well. But that was always a part of, like, his symbol. You could go to his Instagram. It's up there. It's still up there. So at the end of the day, you know, I get it. People can change. You know, I got an eye on my arm. People say that all the time. They're like, oh, man, I see you got the eye on the pyramid on your arm. Like, yeah, I came from a different time period. So I get it. People can grow and people can change. But when this is a consistent part of how you operate up, heel now and you're still operating that way, but yet you're promoting this other thing. I got a hard time buying into what you're doing. Now I feel like you're doing it on purpose to show us like, hey, even I can get chopped down with all the millions that I make. I can get taken down. Dude, think about it. This has happened. These four names have happened over a month. Big names. Kanye, Kyrie Irving, Alex Jones, and now David Icke. People don't know that David Icke just got hit, though, bro. And, like, I'm putting that out there for people to know. He just got hit, and we're talking multiple countries. We're not talking about just one. He cannot go, basically, into the EU.
Yeah, and this is going to be further information. Like, it's showing that we can't do stuff, that you won't be in the country. You won't be able to. They've already been establishing and getting people's mindset ready for this ESG, this environmental social credit, right? Where everything you do, you have to, like, not offend people. You have to just shut up, pretty much shut up, do what we say, go to work, you know what I mean? As long as we tell you to work for, and you be a good little slave and do what you got to do. And that's it. And that I think that is them being that authoritarianism, and they're using it with propaganda. And the people that don't like Kanye or have him and Kyrie saying things that they're trained not to like this whole anti-Semitic stuff, like, I think that what's his name is a huge hypocrite, Shapiro. Shapiro's a huge hypocrite. He's always talking about woke and people say this and that about race. But as soon as someone says something about a Jewish person, immediately you're like, anti-Semitic, anti-Semitic. It's like, look, bro, I get it that some things that he may have said could have been taken the wrong way or possibly offended people. But he wasn't going and saying some ultimately get rid of them and we're above them. He was just saying things like it was nothing along that lines. Like,
and who
so it's
cares
using that the same.
If he did? That's the other part, man. Like, people are getting their butt cheeks too tight around here all the time, bro. It's like people say one thing and everybody gets all tight and tense. Like, you need to shut up. You know what I can't stand about the right? And I'm going to say this right now. The right is just as bad as the left. They get just as fucking tight, they get just as fucking mad, and as soon as somebody says something they don't like, they want to cancel them too. You're doing exactly what you say the left's doing to you. This is exactly, Shapiro is a perfect example of that for what he did with the Kanye thing, because ultimately, if we're going to take what Kanye's doing at the base level, what he's saying at the base level, that he actually believes in what he's doing, he's not manipulated or controlled, which I think that he is, but we'll just say that he, for argument's sake, that he isn't. His beliefs line up way more to Shapiro's line of thinking overall than anything anyway. But the whole Jew thing, first off, the whole Jew thing is this is a game. This Jew thing is a game. And this goes back to a lot of the Kazarian talk too, man, how this isn't really Jews. These are Kazarians that are running all of these banks. And that's the truth, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to cultivate this whole Jewish, you know, anti-Semitic war mentality right now. That's what they're building, when that's not really the case. When people say that it's all the Jews, they're uninformed and they're ignorant, because it's not the Jews that you're mad at. There are people behind those names. Those names that are quote unquote Jewish, they're not coming from Jewish bloodlines per se. They may have integrated into them, but they're not, though. These are Kazarians. Let's put that out there right now. People are absolutely fucking ignorant, man. And what I really hate is when I see something on Instagram, like I post, and all of a sudden a bunch of people are like, yeah, fuck the Jews. Like, bro, I didn't say anything about the fucking Jews, man. Like, that's some bullshit, point blank. Like, at the end of the day,
it's that team thing. Like, we always say, it's putting us on a team. Like, we say, like, it's putting us on a team. Hey, oh, you're Jewish, you're Christian, you're red team, you're blue team. Like, look, man, the things that people want to practice in their faith, we can have great discussions.
Absolutely.
And we've talked to plenty of people about different faiths, and we understand that we're all not going to believe same things, and that we have. But when you start putting everybody in categories, that's what, like, they try to hide. They try to hide the powerful people behind these masks of whether it's racism, anti-Semitic, a bigot, misogyny. Like, that doesn't mean these things don't exist. They use real things that do exist to try to cover, you know what I'm saying,
right,
to cover the tracks.
And listen,
and they have built it and reinforced it.
And I'm not trying to speak for you, but I am speaking for you, because I know you feel like me on this, though. You ain't gonna box us in, motherfucker. Y'all will never box us in. in. You won't box me in online. You won't box me in on this show. You won't box me in on my music. I will say what the fuck I want to say because what I'm saying needs to be said. These people need to understand that every side is controlled. These sides that you think that have your back do not have your fucking back. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up today, baby. I'm telling you right now because we're going to keep coming. I don't care what anybody thinks, Sean. We're going to keep saying what we're going to say when it comes to what's really going on in the world, man. I ain't picking a side. And I don't care if they come and try to force me to. I'm not fucking picking a side because these sides were manufactured for us to follow. People need to start waking up, man. I'm getting sick of this shit, to be honest with you.
And speaking of heroes that people are just toting around, here's another one, Elon Musk. You know, his little Twitter war with AOC, his little banter, and Twitter is planning to start charging $20 a month for verification. And if the employees building it don't meet their deadline, they'll be fired by Elon Musk. So he's going out there like, you need to finish it this way. Obviously, I knew going in, I never was on board with Elon. Honestly, the thing that really pissed me off a long time ago about Elon is when I found out he didn't even like design Tesla, that he just bought this company from two brothers. That was years ago that I found that out. And I was like, okay, this guy's a big fraud. Anyways, we knew that Twitter was sucking out money. Like there was not much money to be made.
Mm-mm.
Facebook and Meta, actually, out of all the social medias, has the best platform, has been selling ads for a long time, have a good strategy with videos. They also have Instagram, which they've kind of competed with TikTok. Obviously, TikTok is the more trendy and that more base, but Instagram's right there. They're competing with it. Twitter really had nothing, just very active, and things could trend. Like, it has potential. And when he's talking about the $20, I get it. Like, you want to make profit. I don't care. I don't care about being verified at all. So I wouldn't get that anyways. I've been asked before a couple times on pages, like, and I'm like, I just think it looks dumb. I don't need to be verified. I verify myself. But all these people that are like, yeah, because he's going at AOC, and yeah, you tell her. And then some people are like, yeah, AOC, she's telling Elon. And they're like, dude, this is all bullshit. Because first of all, she's probably going to pay for the verification if it goes through. But Elon is in bed with the government. Like, he already gets checks, cash by the, you know, he goes, oh, God, thank you, Mr. Military Industrial Complex guy. Here's some satellites for your Ukraine mission. He's had plenty of stuff talking about the World Economic Forum. He's talked about, he's put all this shit out there, not to mention the Neuralink. We could go on and on. I've done episodes too about him. But this article that I found from earlier in April, where it says Elon Musk wants to authenticate all real humans on Twitter.
I've heard that before. And this is when they were talking about the bots. Over it. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. And this was months ago.
Right.
This article's old. This is from April.
Okay.
And even before that, I know you're right. They were already talking about, and what does he want? He wants a system where it's almost like, what is that thing that we always warn people about? A digital ID? It's kind of the same system because now you're being identified. And I understand that. I do like the aspect. I heard Sam Tripoli talk about this a couple times. To have people put their real name on it. Like, I put, like not even your real name, but just who you are. Like, put your name to your face. Hey, I'm Sean Chris. This is where I'm at. Whatever, right? But I don't mind that, but I don't think the government should have access to all that as well. You know what I mean? There's, like, a balance. I understand that with people being anonymous, they're able to be more brave. They're able to say crazy things. They're able to be these characters they wouldn't normally be in real life. But I don't think we should sacrifice that freedom just for a few guys that want to talk some shit. Like, we should be able to handle it. I mean, we all grew up in the Wild West internet. We know how it goes, man, where people just talk shit. You just ignore it. You learn how to – either you get good at talking shit, you block them. Like, there's countless ways to strategize against these. And I think Elon's just really trying to get that digital ID together, a database for the government. This is going to help with extremism. That leads me into the whole point I wanted to bring in that is to talk, so we could talk about the DHS leaks. We haven't got a chance to really talk about the leaks, and that coordinates with it, right? They were already in bed with big tech, and Elon is just making you think like, oh, I'm going against the system. He's going to give them everything they want.
Right.
All the data, like you get some misinformation, you're labeled a disinformation terrorist or whatever the hell they're going to label it. he's going to give all that information over to them willingly, very fast. He's not going to say, well, I don't know. Yeah, yeah, I actually know where he lives, his full name, where he works, every aspect. And that's what we don't want, because the government shouldn't have that.
No, man, I completely agree with that. You know, I was reading through some of the DHS stuff, man. Very interesting. One of the things that I came across that I thought was really interesting, it's a disinformation governance board, and it says that the panel is designed to police misinformation, which is quoted as false information spread unintentionally, disinformation, false information spread intentionally. But this is the one that kind of had me like flipped a little bit. Malinformation. Factual information shared typically out of context with harmful intent. So right now they're saying that you could be sharing factual information, but you're out of context with it and it's causing harmful, it's causing harmful intent. So we can come and we can lock you up or whatever they decide to do to you. So that whole word right there, that malinformation, was really, really interesting to me, because that had my mind tick in a different way. They're actually saying that you can share factual information, but if we deem it as out of context, or if we deem it as not in the guidelines of how we want it presented, then you're in trouble. Dude, that is insane that you can put out factual information and get in trouble. This is where we're moving towards, people. This is why Sean and I scream to the hilltops all the time for people to wake up, because this is what they're trying to do to you. Like, they're literally telling you, you can share factual information and we're going to come fuck you in the ass, grab your ankles, just hope it's not too fucking big.
Yeah, like, oh man, you are right, technically, you're right. But someone kind of got it out of context, so fortunately, to gulags you go. Right to the gulag. And they asked Kareem, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and
KJP,
here's what she had to say.
Does the White House participate in the secret government censorship portal, though? I think that was part of the question. Does the White House submit examples of alleged disinformation and misinformation for Facebook to censor through this portal?
No.
Oh, okay. No, never mind, guys. It's all good, guys. She said no. But your girl, before she left,
baby,
she had a little bit different to say. This is what she had to say when they asked her, kind of like, what's going on with that disinformation board?
When there are posts out there that have information that is inaccurate, that is spreading inaccurate information about vaccines, the effectiveness of vaccines, the fact that they can save lives, we just raise those posts and flag them.
Psaki says the administration will notify social media giants like Facebook, leaving the actions to them to fix the fallacies.
Do me a favor and play that again. I'm going to turn the lights down a little bit.
Get those candles going.
Oh, baby. I love the way you talk about misinformation like that.
She got you, man. I knew that was going to get you. That's why I try to stay, get away from the Psaki clips. I don't want you to go out of control. But since you are all about like getting Psaki back, I thought we should play this little supercut of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Very clear. Very clear. Very, very clear.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic.
He's been very clear.
There's going to be another pandemic.
The president is doing what the president is. The president is.
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
These are items that the president has been very clear on.
End of quote. Repeat the line.
And so the president has been very clear. The president has been very clear.
I was going to put him. Excuse me.
The president has been very clear.
Why? $1,200,000,000
737,000 Very, very clear.
All you got to do is look what is being played this morning.
Look, the president has been very clear.
But is he going to specify exactly?
No, but he has.
The best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway.
Hey, man, I need you to circle back, though, to the clip before that, though. That's there. Dude, that is crazy.
Just to be very clear.
Just to be very clear, yo, dude. KJP is something else, bro. Like, you know, she gets to talking, man, I, like, really want to listen, because I know it's going to be the most entertaining thing I've heard all day, man. Like, especially when she gets caught off guard. Like, when the queen died, oh, my God. She was like, Like, you know, man, like my baby Jen, man, she was never caught off guard. You might not like what she had to say, man, but she was on point.
Yeah,
man.
I'll give you. Yeah, for sure. But she was at least had something prepared. Like, it just seems like, I don't know if they're trying to leave her flat footed, though. It almost seems that way. It almost seems like a self sabotage for like the whole like bit of the administration. Cause I think they want to make it look like bad, not too bad. Like, cause you want the Democrats to still be the powerhouse, all state, all run. You know what I mean? We're going to bring back the country. It's just Biden and a couple of the people we had were just not too smart. And I think that's what they're trying to portray with that. And then for them, like you said, to say that you can use information that's factual but still use it as misinformation is mind-blowing. And it kind of brings me to this. There's this clip, New Zealand report, spy chief wants you to dob, like that's one of their lingo, your family and friends, if they're extremists. They want like you to start pointing out extremists, and I think we're going to see a trend of this. There was some stuff happening like in Brazil like this, obviously in China, obviously in multiple other countries, but this is kind of it's a little bit frightening, but it's possible to stop this, but that's why we need to be aware of like what's going on everywhere else.
Do you think
because
that,
it will come here.
Do you think that, because you know in Germany they call them little brown shirts, right? Do you think they're going to call them little rainbow shirts over here in the U.S.?
I don't know. Well, you know, they got the, what's that, the sunshine group movement. Remember the whatever they are, the climate activists, not to mention the, and you know what, man, they're also, I'm going to say this again, all these activists, they're not that great, like, at name choosing. They're good at branding, but they got, like, powerful machines behind them. But, like, that's the best names you come up with. Like, sometimes the Sunrise Movement. Like, man, what the fuck? Like,
now, see,
that is very simple.
I will throw this out there, though, Sean. I think sometimes the reason why they are simplistic and that they are very geared a certain way, you know, like the Sunshine Group, it's very occultic in nature. I think a lot of those names tie into occultism and, you know, sun worship and some of these things. So I think that's why they do that. I think a lot of their symbols are very occultic too. And, you know, man, most people are fucking idiots, man. They got to give them something that they can remember, man. They can barely remember their own names, man. This is just ridiculous. And these people that are quote unquote educated, man, like, you're book smart, bro. Like, you're not that smart. Like, you know, if we put you in a situation where you had to like live life or death, we know what's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely. And this is this like what's going on in New Zealand and it was going on in Australia as well. And you know, parts of America, you know, in New York and California, not to that level of maybe, but they've been dangling it out there, you know, talking about what a domestic terrorist is, what misinformation is, what it is to be against the system and what a conspiracy really is, and that these are all bad and we're bad people and the government's always right. Big Brother will just take care of you. Like, I think they're really doing the initial phase of they, I mean, for a while, this is not the beginning, but I'm saying they're continuously moving until we can get out of these generations. Once we go a couple more generations, and if they can continue with this brainwash and eliminate critical thinking and free thinking, we will have a society of people turning each other in like the Nazis, finding like, look, hey, yeah, there's a Jew underneath my floors, you know, right. Hey, they're over there. Like, it's going to be whatever. And that's not to downplay what happened with like the Jewish folks, but, It's just crazy. Well, here's a clip.
An initiative to help us identify people who may have been radicalized.
Know the Signs details dozens of indicators that a friend or family member could be planning a terror attack. As Adam Hollingworth reports, the move comes as our spy chiefs identify a new and worrying type of terrorism.
Time was when the intelligence services were never seen, never heard. But now they're loudly proclaiming your country needs you to keep an eye on those you know and, if necessary, dob them in.
Recognising a potential warning sign and then alerting NZSAS or police could be the vital piece in the puzzle that ultimately saves lives.
To that end, they're publishing a guide called Know the Signs to help us all identify potential terrorists in our midst.
To pay attention if they are, and to be alert so that if they see or hear about something that seems off that worries them and concerns them, they might have a look at this information to say, does this indicate to me that this person is on the road to actually committing an attack?
The SIS has listed around 50 signs, from obvious ones, like writing on a weapon, as happened in Christchurch, to
a person who is really developing an us versus them worldview.
Authorities say they're usually closely monitoring 40 to 50 potential terrorists. These people used to be motivated by their white identity or by their faith. But in the past 6 months, a third group has emerged, those motivated by politics.
And so it could be the COVID measures that the government took, or it could be other policies that are interpreted as infringing on rights. And it's what I sometimes describe as a kind of hot mess of ideologies and beliefs, fueled by conspiracy theories.
You
see something,
You know what I mean? I got to give a shout. That's No Agenda, man. That they got some of the best little jingles, man. That's one of my favorite.
They make it seem like it's such a good thing, man. It's so crazy to me, like, how they do that. Like, I'm just kind of blown away with how that they could sit up there and break it down that way. One, and people not understand what they're saying and be like, oh, yeah, let me go do that, though. You're right. We need to get tear these people up, man. And you know what's funny? She said something interesting there with the she said the mixes of ideologies. So what they're telling you is that we don't need to have critical thinking. We don't need to think for ourselves and have varying ideas, because when we have varying ideas, then we can get closer to the truth about something, because we're all coming with pieces of it. What she's saying is, no, you need to think this way that we're telling you, this one way.
And no, definitely. It. I totally agree, man. And that's why I think that I wanted to lay it out kind of like that, man. You got these idols that, like, sometimes play as distractions or play into these roles of where they can shift you, where you think you're actually fighting, because they want you to seem like you're fighting against what's going on, when in actuality, you're not. You're just being part of the system and you're stuck. You're being led astray and you don't know, but you think that you are fighting for the right. You're doing the right thing and you're not necessarily doing that. But it will come, but I think that there's enough people that are kind of understanding, and you got to see the aspect of how they're coming with this. They're using as information, so we just got to figure out how we keep giving information out there. That's why, like, when people are kind of not understanding of, like, hey, I don't know what a conspiracy is, you got to break it down in different aspects. That's why sometimes I'll tell people, like, I wouldn't start with certain points. I would show the actual stuff you can reveal. You got to baby step people into this. Like, you could show them actual operations that have happened, actual conspiracies, not just theories. Like, that doesn't mean the theories are irrelevant. I'm just saying, when you're trying to get people that are grasped, because at the same time, a lot of these working class people also need to know this, right? It's important for them to know that we're being psyoped all the time. Like, and speaking of psyops, I got another one.
Stop. Hammer time.
It now appears the 911 call that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband made, possibly saving his life, took place because he had been charging his phone in the bathroom. Paul Pelosi reportedly told the man accused of breaking into his home that he had to use the bathroom, where he then secretly dialed 911, keeping the line open, allowing the operator to overhear the two men speaking.
RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is.
Sources say 42-year-old David DePop had zipped ties and duct tape in his bags Friday when he allegedly broke into the Pelosi's San Francisco home, and then he called out, "Where's Nancy?"
Oh, Nancy! Nancy!
Echoing the calls made by rioters at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Oh, Nancy!
Like,
that's just funny. Yeah, that was a funny clip. But they said, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" It was kind of different, but they did try to put that little January 6th spin on it, where they were like, he had duct tape, he had zip ties. That's kind of like the same thing as they said that a lot of these protesters had, which whether they did or didn't, it's hard to tell from at this point. I just think it's bullshit, man. I think a lot of it just seems, again, If you want us not to speculate, come out with the evidence. You're not releasing the body cam. We're not seeing the cameras. They're blurring their house on they blurred their house on Google Maps. How did he get into the bathroom to hide, to call the cops, but then he got out of the bathroom, opened the door, and then there's multiple different versions of like where he had the hammer, then the guy had the hammer, then they both had the hammer, and it's like the cops saw him get hit. It's so many questions that aren't being answered. So it leaves room to speculate. That's on you. You don't want to be transparent with people. We're going to speculate because you're not giving us the information. And for all I know, it could be some lover's quarrel, man. It could be a prostitute not paid. I don't know. I mean, it is San Francisco. And what I want to say is, like, why is everybody mad at Paul Pelosi for being gay? He's gay. Fuck it. It's all right. We have no problem with it. You know, hey, do you, bro? He wants to put the hammer down on somebody? That is not any of my business.
Yo.
I just think that he's free to be LGBTQWXYZ if he wants.
Yo, man, did you see Jason Whitlock, man, on on Tucker Carlson? He was like,
yeah.
He's like, I feel sorry for Nancy Pelosi. He's like, man, she spent all that money on those plastic cans, man, and her husband don't even want to have anything to do with them, man. He's out here playing hide the hammer.
he's playing hide the hammer. That was a good. Hey, I will say, man, that was a really good line. I liked it. I was like, man, I liked it. I didn't even think of it, and I was like, good. Hey, good for you, man.
Kind
of killed it on
but
that.
But you're
one.
Right, though. Back to why we speculate about things. They said they're only going to show the footage to Nancy. That's funny. And nobody's going to get to see it. You know, I get to a point, you got privacy and stuff like that, but don't come out with this like convoluted, very, very right-wing extremist agenda with it, but then don't show us any proof of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't show us any proof. We don't even see the guy. We don't even know what's going on. What little you have shown is BS. Like, it just doesn't add up. And that's why people speculate. That's why people come out with stories that are wilder and wilder, which probably 80% of them aren't true. But that's why they do, because these guys lie all the time. That's what they do on both sides of the spectrum, by the way. This isn't just the left missile dropping show. We're going to give it to the right, too.
I will say, too, that like, also, when they say misinformation, a lot of times I'm like, no, I was not spreading misinformation. I was spreading hilarious memes. Totally different, man. It's just hilarious. Whether it's true or not, it's still funny. You can't like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You can't deny that. I don't understand why it has to be like, now jokes are analyzed. Like, dude, there was some fire memes, bro. People were killing. Even also, too, on this Elon and AOC.
Oh, God.
Like that one. I forgot what page it, and I reposted it, but I forgot what page it was because someone sent it to me, that AOC GoFundMe so she can be on Twitter. That was hilarious. I mean, like, all that kind of sarcasm stuff, the Babylon Bee, I love that stuff. Even though, like you said, the left as the right, they can both be hypocrites. But in this case, they're not telling us anything, man. They're saying like speculation. They're like, well, this guy heard that this guy said, well, what, where's the witnesses? And like, it just doesn't, the timelines don't make sense. He's in the bathroom getting his phone charged and he's calling the cops, but then he's like, oh, hold on, let me let you in, and then he's fine, and then all of a sudden the guy's like, hey, are you guys here? It's like, hey, say action. You know what I mean? Hey, is the camera on? Is the camera on? All right, let me hit him. Like, what the hell's going on, man?
And what was even crazier was when they're talking about it, in 0.5 seconds, they talked about January 6th. Like, dude, it had nothing to do with this. Like, at all. Like, what in the world? Why are we talking about this still? Like, we are still talking about an event which hardly anybody got hurt. Couple people died, but it wasn't because
one person,
of...
One person died there.
There. But I'm like, dude, yeah, that's... I know where you're going with that, too. You're right about that. Yes, that's the whole conspiracy
angle on that. All the cops didn't die there. The ones that did die,
Correct.
In a, totally seemed like another circumstance. And don't get me wrong, too, because the cops were fighting them, and it goes both sides, just like in the BLM, like protests where cops egg on people. Whether not saying that they're all part of a system, but it just happens. You get shitty people, you know, and people egg people on. They want to fight. That happens, and if you think that doesn't, but like you said, this one was even more, like, the BLM riots had, like, people there really making abruptions, you know what I mean? Like starting the fires, leaving bricks. Remember the pallets of bricks?
Yes.
Like we're like, oh yeah, there's just pallets of bricks everywhere. Like, and so many people were filling them. Like, dude, why is there a pallet of bricks? Like there's no, literally, and they're showing you, there's literally no other construction. There's no need for this. I think they try to build it because they knew they didn't have to do as bad. You scare the right with like, oh man, they're coming for us. Like, you know, you see some fires. That's how you scare the right. The left, you scare differently. It's easy because you can, you don't have to do as much violence because you can just switch it and be like, see, they're being violent. They said bad stuff. And they're like, yeah, totally. He said that he hates purple hair. I think he should die. Like, you're like, what? I think that's like a little extreme. Like, that's not the same thing.
Dude, yeah. It's just like, you know, during all the COVID stuff, man, you know, I find it funny now how a lot of the people that were absolutely vehemently like, you need to die right now because you're not getting the vaccine. And dude, I've seen people close to my family, close to me, that talked like that. This isn't something that I'm making up in my head or I saw online. Yeah. These are people that I saw every day today that were really wanting people to pay. Like, I hope you go to the hospital and I hope you feel it. I hope somebody in your family dies. People were talking like that on that side, man.
But wait, you don't have to worry anymore. Emily Oster, she said, let's declare a pandemic amnesty. Don't worry about it. We're done. It's all good, bro. It's all good, man. Like, all right, we could go home, guys. We did it.
Did
we
you read that article, man? By the way, did you read the article?
Yeah, I did read that article.
That's a wild article, man, because, you know, she makes all these points, and I'm going to say something that's going to be a little controversial for this show, by the way, because I've actually been thinking about this article for about a week. I almost made a reel about it, but I was like, you know, I know these type of reels that make a lot of sense people don't really vibe with, especially when I do the reels that are against the left and the right. They don't get much traction just because people like hate more, man. They love hate, and they need you to pick a side. Like, if I picked a side, I'd probably have way more traction on social media than I do already. But I'm not going to. I refuse to do that because I'm going to be me. But one thing I noticed in this whole thing was the people that didn't get vaccinated were using this article as a means to absolutely spew the most hatred I've ever seen. To say, we will never forgive. We will do exactly what you did to us. And dude, they were going off, man. And in that aspect, I want to say this right now on the show, and I really don't give a fuck who gets pissed off about it, but I believe amnesty is important right now. I think we should forgive people, because I'm going to tell you right now, all these people that were talking that way, they felt like they were justified in doing it. They felt right in doing it. They may have been blinded. They may be quote unquote sheep, but at the same time, man, they only did what they thought was right. You know what I mean? And us acting the exact same way is just continuing this hateful divide that's been here, this chasm that's been getting bigger and bigger and bigger over the past 4 to 8 years. And man, I'm not going to be a part of it. She's right to that point of, we as people who got unjustly treated during this time, we should forgive, because the only people we should be pointing fingers at is the people that were puppeteering this, not the people that got puppeted. That's the thing that we need to start understanding, is people got manipulated, people got controlled, and we don't need to look at them. Again, we're falling for the trap. This article is a trap to get us all mad and be like, we're not going to forgive. Dude, I've seen the memes, and some of them are on borderline, like, really hate speech. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. But that's how I feel about this whole article, man. I really do. And I've been wanting to say this about a week, man. Because I don't look at anybody bad for that. Like, are you and me going to laugh when I see somebody triple masked up in the car and acting a fool? Of course, man. Like, I did back then. But
since you've known me and anybody that has followed this show from the beginning, and if you see me on any other podcast, I have said from the get-go, I've never, ever... Of course, like you said, I make fun of a lot of people. But I make fun of people in general. Like, yeah, if it looks stupid to me and you're being an idiot, like, it's going to be funny. But I've never treated anybody different. Like, I remember people telling me, like, oh, I'm so fucking mad. This guy's a mask on. I get your point, but, like, He's propagandized.
Right.
Like, it's, I would rather show him love and be like, hey, man, it's good. Like, da da da. And show him that I'm a human. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to dehumanize me. So the things that he's hearing about the people that are like, yeah, I just don't think I should take the jab. Hey, I read these studies on the mask. Or if they see that, they're not. If I go at them and I'm like, oh, you idiot, right. You stupid sheep. Now I'm reinforcing the propaganda that they're pushing down their throats. We are reinforcing it. And I've said this also for a while that I was afraid of, and that's why I'm afraid of the big red wave, is because it's going to be that moment where it's like, payback time, man. Oh, all that woke stuff. You think that was bad? And we're going to go through this huge like shift of where, you know, people can't wear certain clothes. And I'm not saying people should dress, but you can't force anybody to change.
Right.
You know what I mean? If it goes too far, strict religion and or too free, it has to be a balance and it has to be a choice of human beings. And if you give them a lot of a variety of choices, they're going to make better choices. But you force them into these alleys of where it's like, oh, it's either kill a baby at 5 years old or never have an abortion, no matter what the hell is going on with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of nuance. There's a lot of middle ground. There's a lot of things that we can really talk and expand on these points and make it better, but they don't, because they pushed you to this belief that we have to fight each other. I'm with you 1,000% that I do believe amnesty. Now, I don't think she was talking about amnesty.
No, not at all.
I will say that I think she was being like a condescending bitch.
Absolutely.
Like, I think she was talking, she was like, we will forgive you for messing up, like for you not masking, because you didn't know. You know, you got the wrong vax. That's okay. You got J&J. You should have got the Moderna, but you know, it's okay. We're gonna forgive you for that.
A lot of those jabs in there. Now, I will say though, now she did balance it in some aspects on the article and admitted to being wrong about a lot of stuff. But then she kind of covered it up in the fact, like, we were just figuring it out. It's science. Oh, so now science is figuring it out, because during that time you said the science had been figured out. You said science, we are science. Matter of fact, that verbatim was said, I am science, by you know who the fuck said that. So at the end of the day, what I've got to say,
you know,
is
the
this
thing.
You know the thing. So anyway, back to the amnesty thing, I think we do need to show love. We need to quit acting this stupid way. And to your point about the red wave, get ready. Because you think that the back of the truck that we're driving in here at Kill the Mockingbirds is loaded up with shotguns and missile launchers and rockets? I've got plenty for the red wave, because when they start acting a fool, man, I'm coming in full throttle. They're not going to know what to think, because I'm not playing games from any of these people that are falling for these stupid motherfuckers at the top, man. I'm tired of it. Yeah. I got it for all of them, bro. Like, I see it coming. With that amnesty thing, that got me real heated this week, because I'm like, here was your opportunity to prove them wrong. Here was your opportunity
to be
the bigger person and prove that you weren't what they made you out to be. And here you are looking like a bunch of dumb fucking Trumpers. Exactly that. Exactly what they call you. And you prove them over and over again.
I'm glad you said stupid, dumb Trumpers, because that actually leads me into my next clip. And I want to give a shout out to Matt Walsh, because I found this on Matt Walsh. I did find it. I do like a lot of what he has to say, because regardless of who he is or what, I don't really get into the details of if anybody's connected, if they're this or that. I just like the things they say. I like when they look to show critical thinking. Mm-hmm. He's not blindly on the Trump train. And he posted this clip of Trump, where now Trump is going at DeSantis now.
It's Trump at 71, Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%, Mike Pence at 7. Oh, Mike's doing better than I thought. Ron DeSanctimonious.
Ron DeSanctimonious. But I feel like Trump's losing his edge. I was like, you know, that was kind of funny, but it wasn't like, it just didn't hit. Like, when he did the Bloomberg thing, that was like probably my favorite one of his bits, when he was just like, he's short. He needs a booster. Every time we're doing the debates, he needs to stand on something. I don't know what it was, but that one got me good. But I don't know, man. I just think that it's kind of corny, but it just also reinforced my belief that I'm getting more and more, like, it's looking more and more that there's going to be this collision with Kanye and Trump as somehow joining forces and uniting, like, the black Israelites with the MAGA conservative evangelists, and it's going to be a fucking tag team, fucking doomsday fucking scenario, because I think that's going to be very, very rough.
I like that angle with the black Israelites, bro, because it's going to be interesting, because their viewpoint lines up very right wing with a lot of stuff, right? Outside of guys like maybe Larry Johnson, who are very, you know, critically thinking in that aspect, and he's quick to point out like a Kanye or a Kyrie that they're part of the system and they're not a part of what he is as a black Israelite, which I can respect that, you know, people that critically think no matter what their belief system is, you know. But yeah, I can see that happening, man. I can see some combination, even if Kanye's not running for vice president, he's getting involved, like highly getting involved. And maybe this whole Trump DeSantis thing's a show to lead up to them joining forces. I mean, that could end up happening too, man. I know a lot of people have been predicting that. It's going to be interesting over the next 2 years, really. This election coming up is going to be interesting. Matter of fact, this episode will drop after the election, so I'm interested to see, you know, what people think, you know. But yeah, it's going to be a wild time. I've never seen elections mean so much where people freak out.
Especially midterms,
dude,
man.
Dude, I've never seen midterms mean anything, man. And people are like, if you don't go vote, you're going to die. Yeah, and I've watched them on both sides, these commercials. Dude, actually, I get excited when these commercials come on, man, like during a football game or something, where I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be good, because they're like, look at what he's done. And like,
man, it gets annoying, because then they play the back-to-back one. I'm like, all right, man, like, we've already seen this like five times already. Now, you know what you make me want to do? You make me not want to vote at all. That's what you make me want to do.
Well, I don't vote, so I'm already there.
Man, I get it, man. I'm seeing all these in my mailbox full of a bunch of bullshit. I'm like, man, you're talking about saving the planet. Well, you can help by fucking stop sending me like 20 flyers a day, bro. Like, and it's the same people. It's like, bro, I already got one. I don't need another one. Like, how many times are you going to send it to me? Like, it's ridiculous. But to end off all this stuff, and end off on a funny note, I found this to be a new form of maybe the new psychological warfare that's coming down the pipeline. You know, they seeded us with climate change for years and race baiters and different psyops that we've seen. And I think they've already kind of laid a little bit of this out there, because they had the whole, you know, NASA got, what's his name? Bruce Willis. That Bruce Willis was out there. He diverted an asteroid. I don't know if you heard about that. NASA and Bruce Willis linked up, got an asteroid to clear our path. But now it seems that there's some more devastating news, my guys. Here you go.
A planet killer asteroid has been spotted in Earth's vicinity, the biggest in years. I'm serious about this. Can't make it up. We could be on a collision course many, many years from now. The thing is, scientists aren't sure exactly when. CNN Space and Defense correspondent Kristen Fisher is here to explain. Just how worried should we be, Kristen?
Well, you know, Anna, these asteroids definitely pose a risk, but it's a different risk. But I tell you what's more concerning is almost how they were found. There were three large near-Earth asteroids that have been hidden by the glare of the sun, kind of lurking there. And it really poses a problem for telescopes on the ground that are critical for spotting these potentially Earth problem-causing asteroids, you know, or asteroids that pose problems for Earth. You have to use telescopes to spot them. And so astronomers found these three asteroids. Two of them are big enough that they are categorized as planet killers, which means that they are about a kilometer or 0.6 miles across. And one of those asteroids is the largest potentially hazardous asteroid to be discovered in the last 8 years. And it does have an orbit that could come close to Earth at some point. We just don't know when, likely many generations from now, but certainly could pose a threat down the road. And this is something that happened back in 2019, something very similar, where astronomers noticed a potentially dangerous asteroid just a few days before it made a very close pass to Earth. And so, you know, Anna, we've talked a lot about NASA's DART mission recently, this mission to slam a spacecraft into an asteroid and push it off course. NASA was successful in doing that. But in order to make that technology successful, Anna, you have to find the asteroid. You have to see it well in advance. And the reason the discovery announced today is so concerning is because these asteroids, again, just snuck up on astronomers. Mm. So it would not allow NASA the time to deploy the kind of technology that was used, successfully used during that DART mission, Anna.
Oh, wow.
Don't worry, folks. We're going to have somebody on the case. We got it, guys. There's somebody to help us out. And thanks to Donald J. Trump, the commander of the galaxy, we have Space Force. They're going to save us, so don't worry.
Hey, listen. Hey, flat earthers, I'm on your side. They're lying. There's no asteroids. They're lying. You're right.
Yeah, there's no asteroids. You're no asteroids. That's for sure.
They're lying.
I think that's the new one, man.
Yo. Dude, I don't even know if they believe what they're saying, man, when they're saying it.
Well, like, she even said, you can't make this up. I'm like, but she sounds like, why she's saying that, she sounds like she is making it up.
Yeah, talking about three Earth-killing asteroids are hiding behind the sun. Dude, like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. I know, man. It's
hilarious, man. Pulling anything out at this point. Like, we're just going to fearmonger whatever we could do to put in the chamber. Like, we're going to save this one for, like, you know, 10 years from now. Be like, you remember those asteroids we talked about back then? Man, they're here.
Yeah, that's what I totally thought, man. That's why I thought that was a perfect ender clip. And yeah, that's all I got, man. Like, you know, don't forget to like, subscribe, 5 stars. Appreciate everybody that's been sharing the show. Continue to share the show. It helps us out. You know, it's something that we definitely appreciate.
5 stars and a nasty comment. That's all we want. Five stars.
Or a thumbs up. I'll take a thumbs up, man.
And a nasty comment. We want a nasty comment.
And we have changed our Instagram to make it a little easier. Kill the Mockingbirds podcast on Instagram. Kill the Mockingbirds on Telegram. Website kind of in the process. So, like, soon we'll be killthemockingbirds.com. I mean, we got it saved. I mean, we got the domain saved. So
it's coming.
It's coming. You know what I mean? And then Vantessa Music on Instagram. Vantessa on Linktree. Kill the Mockingbirds Linktree, which you can find below of this podcast and all the show notes. And, you know, I think that everything going good, man. I think a song we should end out on. I forgot you have a new song, Van Tesla.
GTA, man. I think we should end out on that. Gentrify them all, baby.
I thought you said gentrify them all at first, and I was like, whoa.
Well,
so when I first before I heard the song, I was like, this is gonna be something totally different.
We're the best race ever. If there's any kind of movement that's going to be created off of something real, it's going to be my ginger race. And that's it. That's all there is to it.
Well, you know how we do it here. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.
Brrrah! Brrrah!
Bird killers!
Gentrify just a little bit. What? Let them scatter through the city just a little bit. Yeah. I'ma pass it to my nigga in a little bit. Walk away with the cook, come and take a hit. Create the crime, make the law, pushing agendas on us all. Flood the subconscious, so we fall. But they can punish and they ball. Trip, I was chilling in a trench. You would think they play lacrosse, how they running with a stick. And put a couple blocks to the palm of a kid. Put a couple hundred million in a company that did. From old sex to a young thing, yeah. Now she walking with a nose ring, yeah. Television show the grown thing, yeah. You know the rest of the whole thing. You gotta make a civil war, my nigga. Not a lot, just a little. They at the top, but they fingers at fiddle. Buzzwords got buzz with big tech in the middle. It ain't nothing new, they just adjusting the stencil. It ain't what
white, it ain't black. It ain't no nigga, it ain't no bitch. Sit back and unpack, it's just poor versus rich. And put a couple Glocks to the palm of a kid. Put a couple hundred million in a company that did. Gotta gentrify just a little bit. Let them scatter through the city just a little bit. I'ma pass it to my nigga in a little bit. Walk away with the cook, come and take a hit. Create the crime, make the law. Push the agenda on us all. Flood us upon shit so we fall. But they can punish and they ball.
Three letters moving alphabet of people. When they flood the crayons with the white, take the green ones. Yeah. Trading weapons like stocks. Got Zelensky singing, dancing, and addressing high heels for machine guns. I need you to keep up. Government flexing chest like a triple G cup. Megan the Stallion type dick is swinging. Got us on the back screaming with our feet up. As a civilian fighting the system, I'm feeling like I'm a part of something like John Grisham. I'm a bizarre mixture of truth. I take it from Florida to the West Coast. Shatter the glass like bar misses, no ceiling. They treat us like some old ties, never rotate. Sperm counts looking like a toilet, low flow rate. While I'm smiling with a shine, no Colgate. You know what that means.
I'm just sitting high, I don't know why they keep falling for all this bullshit. Yeah, yeah, you. I'm just gonna hide from all the smoke when it burns down. I'm on my bullshit. You know how we roll.
Gotta gentrify just a little bit. Let them scatter through the city just a little bit. I'ma pass it to my nigga in a little bit. Walk away with the cook, come and take a hit. Create the crime, make the law. Push the agenda on us all. Flood us subconscious so we fall. But they can punish and they
ball. They want us obsolete. They want us to retreat. Just a little checks, brainwashed tweens. But we don't have to buy. They want us obsolete. They want us to retreat. Just a little checks, brainwashed tweens. But we don't have to buy. I'm just sitting high. I don't know why they keep falling for all this bullshit. Smoke when it burns down, I'm on my bullshit. You know how I roll.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.